This is the beginning of a whole adventure of ongoing exploration. This group is officially called the Diamond Heart Europe 3 group, so you know. And this is the team of teachers, and I asked them to come up front because normally everybody sits in the back, and then when they introduce them, you all have to strain, and I thought maybe you turn it around. So I introduce you the team of teachers that is going to be here this week for us. There is Sylvia Burkhardt from Switzerland. There's Emma Hummele from Amsterdam. Kio Verberg from Amsterdam. Laia Stierman from Amsterdam. And Tejo Jordan from Devon, UK. Thank you. Please be seated. You'll get more chance to meet them in person. When I sit here and I saw you come in, there is many familiar faces, people that I met already in different locations where we had introductory groups in Benediktishof and Zist and Berlin, Copenhagen. So welcome here. Nice to see you. And also very welcome to the new people that came here maybe to see if your heart resonates with what we have to offer. And I would like you to take all the time and the honesty to see if your heart resonates with our work. This work is the Diamond Approach is, and especially this group, is part of an academy, the Academy of the Diamond Approach. And the teachers that are here are part of a lineage of teachers. And I thought before I start a little bit more about the logistics that we have this week, I'm going to name their names so that you know our teachers. And the heart of the Diamond Heart Europe group is Jean Rosenblum, who has been teaching here in the previous group. Some of you know her. And the two people that originated, or you could say are the conduit for the Diamond Approach teaching, are Karen Johnson and Hamid Ali, also known by his name Almaz. So we're teaching this time in their lineage. Yeah? And they're also part of the academy guiding this unfolding. The teaching of the group, the teaching this time in this group will be new. Hopefully it will be new. Hopefully it will be fresh. And before we get into the teaching, I have some logistical things to share with you. So it might be helpful to have pen and paper to write a few things down that might help us to structure our life this week. And if you don't have pen and paper, we'll also put a schedule out later, but there's a few things that might be really good to know. There's many rooms in this campus that we're using, and we'll meet here for the bigger meetings, and we'll meet in different other rooms with small groups and individual sessions. There is a map on the board outside here in the hall. It would be good for you to check where it is that your small group is or your individual session is so that you know where to go. And I would also recommend to try and find it before you have an appointment because it's not always easy to find the rooms. Okay, our schedule. First, the meals. Breakfast is at 8:30. Lunch, this is 12:30. And dinner is at 6. We will have morning meditations before breakfast starting on Sunday, 8 o'clock until 8:30. The morning meditations will be starting on Sunday and will be 5 days in a row every morning except the last day. Then we'll leave some time for you to pack. Our morning meetings here will be 9:30 to 12:30 every morning. Evening meetings will be same as today, 7:15 until about 10 o'clock. That will be each night except Sunday night.
Where's my schedule?
Yeah. Then the afternoon's meetings will be from 3 to 6. And now come the exceptions. On Wednesday, we will start at 2:30. And then we have small group meetings, that are groups of about 15 people. They will meet with one of the teachers on three afternoons, Saturday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, and Thursday afternoon. And those meetings will start at 3:45, 15:45 until 6. Yeah, so the next exception, people who are having a small group with Emma, and we'll post those groups tonight. That group will start at 3:15, at 1:15 until 3:30. Yeah, but that's only for the people who are in Emma's small group. Okay, any questions about the schedule? Or anything I forgot? Yeah, Maria? It's here. Thank you. Was there any other question? Yeah, Achim? The small group? Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Eight to 8:30, and then 8:30 is breakfast. Yeah, so we come here for meditation before breakfast. Then we would ask you in this room to keep silent. We'd like this room to be a sacred space where we meditate and we can do exercises here, but no social talk, please. Also, we want to ask you to, in the mornings when we have meditations, which is Sunday to Thursday, to be silent at breakfast. So at breakfast time, stay in silence until you come here to the meeting. If you want to bring something to drink into this room, that's fine as long as it's water. And please have it in a container that you can close, yeah, so that it don't spill. Our meetings will start in time, and we would like you to be here at least 5 minutes in advance so that we can start our meditation together. Starting from tomorrow, we'll have there's a big bell outside, and 10 minutes before we start, we'll ring the bell in case you didn't have your watch with you or got entangled in an interesting conversation. Yeah. So, but be aware. If it happens that you are not in time for the start of our meeting and the door is already closed, we'd like you to not come in, but wait outside the door until the meditation is finished. When the meditation is finished, we'll open the door again and you can come in. And then we ask you to meditate outside. I mean, outside in the hallway, not necessarily in the rain. Next thing is an agreement that we need to make here with each other, and that's an agreement of confidentiality. What we want to do here together is to be as open and real and honest with each other as possible. And our experience is that that's only possible if we agree on confidentiality, meaning that you're free to talk about your own experiences, but don't talk about what other people have experienced or what they have said, either in a big group, in a small group, or in any situation. So we need everybody to agree with that. That will make the space safe for everybody to be as open as you want to be. Okay? Any questions about that, about confidentiality? Okay, good. Okay, go ahead. Sure. We have Safus here. Where are they? Maybe they're in the back. Oh, you took them already here. Yeah, so there's Safus, and you can arrange yourself to sit here on the floor. That's fine. For some people, they like to meditate sitting on a little pillow or Safu, and that's totally fine. Thank you. We'd like to invite you to share many things while you're here this week. The only thing we don't like you to share is if you have a cold. So we'd like you to be mindful, if you have a cold, to wash your hands a lot and be attentive to not infect other people, because that too spreads very quickly here. We want to ask you. Nowadays, people's personality is kind of merged with their cell phones. So we'd like you to, when you're in here or in small group, to put your phone on airplane mode or off so that it won't make a sound. And the other reason we'd like that is it tends to interfere with our sound system. So it can sometimes affect the sound system. So if you have your phone with you here, please put it on airplane mode or off. We're almost there. The other thing we want to ask you is, while you're here this week, do not use alcohol or drugs. That is, no drugs that change your consciousness. Of course, if you have prescription drugs, we'd like you to continue taking them. And it's not out of a moral view that we say this, but we want to explore consciousness, and if we at the same time use substances that change it, it will just hinder our explorations. Yeah. Anything that I forgot that you want to add in the back? I think I had my whole list here. Okay, so then there is three ways that we will work together this week. One way is here. There will be meetings here, teachings, and there will be different people. We have three teachers this week that will be presenting the teachings. And there will be a presentation of a teaching, first a meditation, a presentation of a teaching, and then there will be an exercise in which we all explore our own experience in relation to the teaching. That's one structure that we will use. The second structure that we will do three times this week is called small group, where you come together with about 15 people and one teacher. And that is a possibility to practice presence and to explore your experience in communion with the teacher while other people are present. And then also included in this retreat is that everybody has one individual session or a private session with one of the teachers. Tonight, after you've done the exercise, we'll put up lists so that you can see where your small group is, with what teacher, and where you have your individual session. When you see those lists, and especially the private sessions list, we'd like you to put a mark behind your name so that we know that you know when you have a session. So we don't have to find you yet, and we don't know all of you yet. So please, after tonight, look at the list and put a mark behind your name. In the hall here in this building. Yeah, there's a board outside the store, and we'll put the list there. When you miss your private session, there will probably be not another opportunity to have it. So make sure you don't miss it. You have already paid for it also. Maybe that helps. At the end of the week, we might have a few options, a few possibilities for people who want a second session for some reason, and you need to sign up for that. Okay. Good. So as I'm talking, I'd like you to put your papers away and take some time to sense your body sitting in the chair. And I'd like you to organize your body in such a way that it supports you to be present, meaning that you have good support from your feet, good support in your butt, allow your spine to be straight, not hanging in the chair, but possibly straight and relaxed. You can have your hands either on your upper legs, or you can fold them in front of you. If you like to sit on a pillow, that's fine too. You can sit the pillow. We're going to prepare for a meditation together. So the instructions for this meditation, we're going to start out very simple, and then during the week we're going to add instructions for this specific meditation. In the meditation, what we practice is to bring our inner attention to our belly and notice the movement of our belly as we breathe. Very simple instruction, not always so easy to do. Yeah. So you bring your attention to your belly and you notice how your breath moves your belly. As you do that, you will probably notice that many times you might get distracted from being there with your attention. That's natural. The practice of meditation is that you, when you notice that, in a very friendly way, you bring your attention back again and again. That's what we practice. Yeah? Without pushing yourself, without judging yourself, simply every time you notice you get caught in thinking or images, you gently bring yourself back to sensing your belly. Is that clear? Are there any questions about the instruction for the meditation? Yeah, it's a very simple instruction, and it is a practice that we do. We're going to do this meditation for about 15, 20 minutes. And for us to open our retreat and open this group, we're going to start with a little ritual that we do in the Diamond Approach. It's a dedication called the Om Dedication, and it's a way to dedicate your efforts of meditation, your efforts in inquiry, to dedicate those to the depth of your own being. And we do that, I'll show it to you first, with you bring awareness into your arms and your hands, and then you fold your hands in front of your head center, and then you bow, bring it to your heart center and to your belly center. You align these three centers. And as you do that, you make the sound Om. Yeah? You're not bowing down to me or anybody else or no symbol. It's a bowing down to the depth of your own being and a dedication to that. Yeah? Okay, so we'll do that together. your attention is caught in thinking or images, just notice that and bring it back to sensing your belly. Keep relaxing your attention into your belly. And slowly bring your attention to your both feet. Sense your feet. Feel the tissues inside of your foot, your feet, sensing. And slowly expanding that sensing into your lower legs. Just feeling them. Further expanding into your upper legs, knees, upper legs, hips, sensing both legs. Including your pelvis, your belly and your back, sensing into it, not thinking about your back and belly, but really sensing it from inside. Expanding your awareness into your chest and your upper back, feeling your breath fill your chest, your shoulders, sensing into your upper arms and filling it with awareness, elbows, lower arms and hands. There's no need to feel something specific, just sensing them from the inside. Sensing your whole body, including your neck, including your head, your hair. Sensing the whole field, including all of your body. And then expanding your awareness to include sound, this voice, being aware of listening. Then including awareness into asking your eyes to gently open and including looking. But you don't want to do anything, just allow your eyes to open and gently let the forms and the colors and the light come in. Don't go out of your eyes, just let the world come in. Staying aware. Is it possible to be aware while looking? To not lose sensing your body? We'll stay present in sensing our body, being aware of listening and looking. I will ring the bell, and when the sound of the bell moves back into silence, slowly start moving your body, and there's time to stretch a little bit, and we'll take a few minutes to move before we'll continue. And you can get up and stretch your body a little and move, and we'll continue in a few minutes.